I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, January 30. Coming up, EGC eyeing over $3 billion in investment projects. NSWMA receives two new tipper trucks, and a Japanese ambassador says additional vehicles soon to be delivered. The news in detail after this break.
Psst. Somebody out there want you. Them not just want you, them need you. Yes, you are someone's type. So sign up today for the JIS Blood Drive and save a life. February 7, 58A Halfway Tree Road, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just call 926-35904 and sign up. Or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. JIS Blood Drive, February 7. You are someone's type.
Now the news. The Economic Growth Council, EGC, is projecting that Jamaica stands to benefit from over $3 billion in investment projects up to 2019. EGC Council member Adam Stewart says the projects are either underway or slated to come on stream and span several sectors, including mining, tourism, shipping, and business process outsourcing BPO. Mr. Stewart says these investments will create thousands of direct jobs, with over 100,000 Jamaicans slated to benefit indirectly in coming years.
This is only a snapshot. $3+ billion, 15,000 new direct jobs times the 7x multiplier takes us over 100,000 Jamaicans affected temporarily through construction and over the long term. This does not factor linkages. We are on the cusp of something fantastic. It is our Jamaica to fix.
Mr. Stewart was providing an investment update during the EGC's quarterly media and stakeholders briefing recently. Among the undertakings is the $1 billion investment in the upgrading of the Allpart Alumina Refinery in St. Elizabeth by Chinese entity Jiquan Iron and Steel Company Limited, JISCO, expected to provide 3,000 permanent jobs. Other projects include Kingston Wharves Limited's opening of 115,000 square feet of space and the Heineken Group's earmarking of 3,000 acres of land for cassava cultivation. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has received two new tipper trucks to aid garbage collection efforts in the Kingston metropolitan area, the KMA. The vehicles, valued at $21 million, were officially handed over by the government of Japan during the closing ceremony for a recent pilot project on solid waste reduction between the NSWMA and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. NSWMA Executive Director Audley Gordon accepted the gift on the agency's behalf.
We are held accountable in Jamaica for one main thing, the removal of garbage. People want us to take up their garbage. And central to that is trucks. And so when a country will, from their resources, see our need and make contribution to us, as has been done by the Japanese government, I humbly say thanks.
The units will be complemented by an additional 17 compactor trucks procured by the government, which should arrive in another 2 weeks. In the meantime, Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica Masanori Nakano, who presented the trucks, says one additional vehicle is to be delivered in short order. He adds that the Japanese government will continue to partner with Jamaica through ongoing initiatives aimed at improving the efficiency of the country's solid waste management system.
The government of Japan has been partnering with National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, since 2004. Over this 13-year period, 30 employees from the NSWMA were invited to attend training in Japan in various areas of solid waste and landfill management. Last July, JICA funded the solid waste reduction project for approximately $6.7 million Jamaican dollars.
Ambassador Nakano was speaking at the closing ceremony of the recent project partnership between the NSWMA and JICA. The pilot project, dubbed Solid Waste Reduction through Waste Separation, Waste Diversion and Recycling, was launched in July 2016 to reduce solid waste. And representatives of the Economic Growth Council, the EGC, are to make a return trip to Israel within the next 2 months to pursue economic opportunities for Jamaica. Chairman of the EGC, Michael Lee Chin, says during a trip to Israel some 2 weeks ago, the EGC representatives were invited to meet with key players in the Israeli economy, and the return trip is expected to translate the meetings into tangible economic opportunities.
And we intend to go back, have a meeting with the top 50 Israeli companies, and tell them about the great things that are happening in Jamaica and bring them to Jamaica. So this is the beginning.
Mr. Lee Chin was speaking at the EGC's first quarterly press briefing last week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.